to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with his weekly visit, the countdown, focusing on the top 10 hits, the stories, if you will, the topics in News Talk Radio. We're going through them from number 1 to number 10, in fact, and then we'll go through the people that are being discussed. This is of great interest to people every week. They want to get Michael's insights as to what's going on in their favorite format. So we start with the stories and go from there, Michael.
Thank you very much, Doug. And, yeah, people seem to enjoy hearing about what goes on behind the scenes in radio as well as what's going over the airwaves here in News Talk Radio. These are the big stories of the past week. Lots of sports going on. The National Basketball Association finally came to an employment agreement, and the strike will end. National Football League action also tied at number 10. Number 9, the Egypt elections tied with concern over Iran nukes. At number 8, the Penn State abuse investigation. At number 7, the deadly NATO-Pakistan strike. At number 6, Congressman Barney Frank announces his plans to retire. At number 5, the OWS movement. At number 4, we have Black Friday tied with Cyber Monday. And that ties into number 3, the Eurozone debt crisis tied with concern over the financial markets. Number 2, the pending government shutdown. Number 1, of course, the 2012 presidential race. People being talked about. Number 10, football anomaly Tim Tebow. At number 9, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Number 8, Louis Free and Jerry Sandusky. Number 7, Hillary Clinton. Barney Frank at 6, John Boehner at 5. Number 4, Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann. Number 3, Mitt Romney, Herman Cain, and Rick Perry. And lots of talk about Herman Cain's personal life. At number 2, Newt Gingrich, can you believe it? And number 1, Barack Obama. Newt Gingrich becoming the Richard Nixon of the modern Republican Party.
All right, how do you mean that?
The guy that basically a lot of people don't like him, his personality, lots of baggage, written off, considered to be basically political liability, and yet hangs in there, and could just wind up getting a nomination years after he's been in office and go on to win.
So, in terms of what Talkers tracks here, the president and the election, it seems that the focus when we see 2012 presidential race, well, it's all a focus on the Republicans and the candidates who will be running in the primary without much discussion about Obama's running mate himself, questioning apparently Joe Biden's ability to help him. Nip and tuck, if you look at the numbers, Michael, all these polls that are done, it looks like Obama could be beaten if the best the Republicans can put up works hard enough at it. It seems hard, impossible to implausible that so many people say Barack Obama is doing a horrible job, and yet he might be able to win again.
Oh, yeah, he has a very good chance of winning again. As a matter of fact, he probably would win again, even though he is under fire for not doing as great a job as people had hoped. And I put that word in quotes with the hope aspect of his term. But let's face it, the Republicans have not presented anybody who has emerged as a clear-cut favorite or who has emerged as somebody who doesn't have their own flaws. This is a choice of one evil versus another,
yeah.
The lesser of evils type of an election.
Yeah. So then people are not getting, and I wonder what you hear in your travels around the country on various radio stations, if they really get what the protest movement is all about. They keep focusing on the younger people who are looking for handouts. But this is so much more dramatically. If you look at some of these websites or you listen to the message of these people, it's been one of the I think one of the real failures of our medium, especially News Talk Radio.
Oh, to explain the OWS movement?
Well, it isn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's a failure. The OWS movement is clear. It's obvious what it's about. it's got a real message, but they focus on the periphery of it. They focus on the minutia of it. They focus on their own political agenda as it responds to it. They've turned it into a political football, as opposed to something that should be deciphered and explained. Without getting into let's find fault with it. There are people who are defecating on the streets. Look at these scraggly people.
Yeah.
You know, or they don't have permits for the parks. And what's the mayor going to do? And oh look, they pepper sprayed somebody. That's not the issue.
No. The real story here, in part, is how the media has tried, the news media especially, tried to describe these people in one cabal, and they have not covered what I think is the real outrage here. The news media has not focused on the police or the politicians that are trying to get rid of these people, because they're calling attention to the foibles of what's going on in their communities, the weaknesses that need to be pointed out in government. And the news media is completely asleep on this, well, and so are a lot of the talk radio people.
Yeah, well, the media also isn't focused on the media. The real problem here is the mirror reflecting it. It's warped.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh,
And so you've got all of this stuff going on, and there's a disconnect. And I think it does our medium a disservice, because we have all these varied folks with varied interests politically, left and right and in the middle and yada yada, and it's just the information is not forthcoming. As a matter of fact, it may be one of the real outrages of the year, how badly information has come across as to what really is going on with these protesters. It's a worldwide movement. It's not just America. And all of them are protesting a lot of different things.
Yeah, but the basic message that they're protesting is such a simple message. And I have to be careful in how I describe it, because I don't want people thinking that I am supporting it.
Why? If you agree, there are so many different things to talk about. I'm not afraid of saying.
I support the good in all the movements.
Yeah.
I support the good in the left. I support the good in the right. I support the good in the middle. And I even support the right of people to be apathetic. Mm-hmm. And I even support people who choose not to vote because they're disgusted. I'm for free speech. So what I'm saying here now is, quite simply, the OWS movement, aside from all of the foul aspects of it, the criminals, the mentally ill, and the OWS movement is the average, everyday American protesting what they feel has been a screw job by the big banks, the Wall Street, the big money.
And government.
And the government.
Yep.
Creating a situation that supports the very rich over the very poor at a level that has become unhealthy within capitalism and a democracy.
Yep.
Now, whether that's true or not, I'm not saying, what they're saying.
Yeah, but that's only part of it. There's a lot more to it than that. We'll pause for a moment here. You're listening to Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, discuss some of the items on the charts for the week of November 28th to December 2nd.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. Geico makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The website for Talkers has evolved into a pretty compelling media station. For those of you who haven't gone to Talkers.com lately, it's like not your same old, what was your mother's Oldsmobile?
It's not your father's Talkers.
No, it's not your father's Talkers. It's the new media, people like Lionel, who has been a great, very creative talk personality for years. Here's the chance for people who haven't now got an opportunity to be in terrestrial radio. Does that mean they're shut up? No. This is the new world order. It is.
To use an expression.
Yes, the old expression.
No, actually, you know, we never ever really encouraged listeners to come to Talkers because it's a trade publication.
Yeah.
But now we find that they're the kind of people that listen to this show, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, people who are really interested in the medium. In our business, they're called P1s. Mm-hmm. Those are the real fans of the media, the real fans. And we welcome them now to visit Talkers.com because they bring a lot to the table in terms of the community that is talk radio.
Yeah, and that goes beyond just the terrestrial. It goes even beyond, or certainly in addition to what's on the web. You've got things like Sirius and XM, mm-hmm. the satellite broadcaster, and you have an article there now with the editor, the legal editor, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, analyzing the settlement between Sirius and its listeners. People who were paying X number of dollars a month, they're supposed to get this. And in fact, for X dollars a month, they are not getting this, they're getting that. And, you know, the promises that are made, sometimes companies think they're so big, they can do whatever, they push you around, and if you don't like it, that's tough.
Well, then you and I should go and pee on the sidewalk.
Put up a tent and pee on the sidewalk.
I hope I haven't ruined your show.
No, you haven't done a thing. Okay. It's your show as much as my show.
Thank
Peeing
you.
On the sidewalk is in the tent. I mean, it's funny, though. The police, that's all they wanted to come. And I said this week, it makes no sense to me how these folks can get away from the reality that the town hall belongs to them. They're taxpayers. They've paid to put the town. How do you throw somebody off his or her own land, property? You can't be there. This is public property. Hello, I'm the public. I pay my taxes. You use my tax money to maintain and build this. Well, you're telling me I can't come to my own house? Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, you know, people should learn from history that the more you suppress any kind of demonstration
yep.
or movement, the stronger it grows.
Yep, they're just dumb about this. Just really
they don't learn from history.
Dumb. No, they don't. There's nobody paying attention. We're not teaching history in school. What do you think's going to happen? Not teaching anything. Everybody's learning sort of by experience, which is a great way to learn. I mean, I think that's one of the great parts of this thing is the educational value it has to show people what on your own you can do to create change.
Yeah, well, I think the country would be better off if we had better media and better education.
Yep.
Those two things would certainly be helpful.
Safeguards of the Nation. I can see it on a slogan now. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, talkers.com online.
We're glued. Dealers love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, this is going to be an interesting few minutes here. The next part of our discussion, as we've now spent time on Herman Cain, will be with the other candidates. Interesting how Newt Gingrich's Republican base is stronger. All the GOP candidates in the race have, some people think, little chance of winning. Can you imagine that? That there would still be some people who would think that if there isn't a strong Republican out there, that Obama would win again. There's so much unhappiness with him. The people in the middle are looking for somebody, anybody. But the Republican base, which has ruined the Republican Party, in my opinion, in many ways, would be likely to stay home if Mitt Romney ran, for example. This is how I don't understand how you people think, if that's the way you're thinking. Here, focusing on both Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich to a point, is Talko's Kevin Cohen, who is with Perry, and he talks about his comments and Gingrich's comments as well about illegal immigration, which has gotten a lot of attention, and also Perry's endorsement from Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
In watching all the debates, Governor Perry, I have seen you take a stance when it comes to immigration, and the media and a lot of folks just turned you into a pinata on immigration for a good week and a half, 2 weeks. Then you hear Speaker Gingrich take not the exact approach, but at least a similar approach with a common sense way of looking at the folks that are already here that came here a long, long time ago. And it seems like the talk radio and it seems like a lot of conservatives are kind of looking and saying, well, yeah, I guess that does make some sense. I mean, do you feel a little frustrated that Newt Gingrich said it a little bit differently than you did, but said a lot of what you said just a month ago?
Well, I said a word that I shouldn't have said, and that was that people that didn't understand that were heartless. That was an insult to people. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what my wife said. She said, you just insulted a lot of people by saying that they were heartless if they didn't understand what you did. Or what Texas did, actually, because it was a collective issue by Texas, and she was right in that sense, and I've apologized to folks for saying they were heartless. We just, you know, I totally understand people's concern about what's going on with this porous border, the drugs that are flowing in. We've got weapons that are going out of the United States into Mexico, and with the approval of our Justice Department, we find out. And that's one of the reasons that I call for the resignation or the firing of Eric Holder. That's totally and absolutely irresponsible. Weapons that have been used to kill American citizens. As a matter of fact, a Border Patrol agent by the name of Terry. Mm-hmm. So the issue is, you know, we got to get focused on what the real issue is. And the issue is not the result or issues that are a result of not securing the border, whether it's people who show up in our hospitals, or whether it's the school systems that end up paying for these individuals that are here that are forced upon us by federal law. The real issue is about border security. And all of these get addressed when you put the boots on the ground, you have the strategic fencing in place, you use the aviation assets, and you actually secure the border. And that's what I hope people will focus on, and that's what the sheriff obviously has watched and has made the differentiation between the candidates. And, you know, he could have stayed neutral. He could have picked some other candidate. But he's watched, and he knows which one of the candidates running for the Republican nomination has actually got the not only courage but has the knowledge of how to secure that border. And that's the reason he's come to New Hampshire to endorse Rick Perry.
I thought that he was kind of a flip-flopper on that, didn't you? Rick Perry on immigration, hasn't he been in a couple of different places when it comes to valuing that? In a few moments, we continue this, and your calls were certainly, if we can find a good one in here, talking about illegal immigration, 800-510-8255. On top of powering Gingrich's base, the groups who are likely actually to go vote, see, I think that's what's, I think he can get some of those people that wouldn't vote for Romney to vote for him, especially the Tea Party areas, the Tea Party districts, who are sour, very sour on Mitt Romney for, and a couple of the others as well. So let's see where this all goes as we continue on the countdown. It's 28 past the hour.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree way, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
On the weekend, we review the top 10 hits, big stories of the week, and their conversational value on News Talk Political Radio. And I say that because there's left and there's right, and there are people who are like Michael Smirkonish, and there's some local examples of that, who are pretty good at pacing on both sides of the issues. And that's really what this is all about, presenting hosts who are on both sides as we can find them about the issues of the day. And so we have gone through some of the candidates, and now we have a little more on a couple of the others as we try to round out this before we spend time on the super committee. I think that's what we'll do as time allows. Let's listen to talk host Inga Barks here with Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. They talk about Newt Gingrich and his comments on illegals.
Newt Gingrich has recently made statements, and he's been kind of trying to refine them and redefine them in the last week or so about illegal immigration. But he basically has used language such as paths to earned legality for a small group of people. He talked about how we shouldn't deport people who've been here for 25 years. He said that more than once. He said some of these people are law-abiding, they're tax-paying, they have deep ties to America. But he hasn't really said what his policy would be. And I think that's because I think it's a near impossibility. I really do. I don't think there's a president with a political will or a presidential candidate with a political will. In fact, I don't even know what the answer to the problem of illegal immigration is anymore. So I don't think he said anything new. It sounds like the same old rhetoric we've been hearing for years. But the Federation for American Immigration Reform says that he might just have stepped in the same duty patch that Rick Perry stepped in when he called us all heartless. And we welcome from FAIR, Ira Melman. Ira, how are you?
I'm fine, by the way. I do have a heart.
Well, I have one, too. It's pumping as we speak. And glad of it. So let me ask you first. What is the answer to the problem of illegal immigration? Because none of our policy, they all dance around it. All this language that Newt's using is just happy talk.
Well, sure. The first thing you have to recognize is that there's no problem that has a perfect solution. There's better and worse.
Yeah.
And I think most Americans agree that the policy we now have certainly falls into the category of worse. What we need to do better is, number one, first of all, what we need to do is establish a reason for immigration policy. We have this policy that admits more than 1 million people a year legally to the United States. We fail to stop about 500,000 people who come here illegally every year, and yet we don't know what the purpose of immigration policy is. You know, if you ask somebody what's the purpose of our defense policy, it's to protect the security of the United States and our interests around the world. Everybody would agree about that. How we go about doing it might be a subject of disagreement. First, we need to decide what the purpose of our immigration policy is, and that you don't hear from President Obama. You don't hear it from any of the Republicans. That's step number one. Then number two, if you're going to have laws, you're going to need to enforce them. And you do that by eliminating the incentives that bring people to the United States illegally in the first place. What we know about illegal immigrants is that they are rational people. They come here for very rational reasons. They believe they will be far better off here. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is start drying up the supply of jobs, and you do that by going after the employers. You have to eliminate non-essential, non-emergency benefits and services to illegal aliens. Some states have done that, Arizona, Alabama, a few others, and what they have seen are that illegal aliens pick up and move out of those places. They move to California where the bank vault is open to them.
Yeah, that is a real problem in California and other states as well. You know it, and I know it. So what's your reaction to this discussion, thinking about Republicans and Democrats? Actually, in the House, the men and women on the subcommittees have butted heads over the effectiveness of immigration and custom enforcement of the programs. Racial profiling is a problem, people keep saying. So this is a discussion on the presidential level, candidacy level, and there's also a discussion going on in the House. What's the answer? Here's Brandon listening in Delaware, who seems to be tired of the way both sides have been handling illegal immigration.
I do think that the government, up to this point, you know, has done a pretty good job, but it's a couple of things that I dislike. One is this immigration thing. I do think that no American citizen should be put on the back burner for school, for businesses, or anything like that for an illegal immigrant. And I see a lot of that where I'm from in Delaware. You know, they're putting illegal immigrants or immigrants, because personally I don't know if they're illegal or not, in front of, you know, an American citizen. Then the second thing is, when you have people in Congress that own or have stock in these big businesses, they're going to make laws according to these businesses and what they want. So I think it takes away from the little man. And I think the Democrats see that this government has to be a little give and take, you know, and I think that's what Obama is trying to do. He's trying to give some and take some for the rich man all the way down to the poor man. But it seems like to me, the rich man don't want to hear it. He wants all the money, wants it everything his way. So I think, and the government is catering to that. And no money should be going overseas when you still have homeless people and people like that here in America that could use it. So those are my three, you know, main issues. The immigrants giving money to overseas, and also people in Congress owning these big corporations or having stocks or getting money from these corporations to do what they want.
All right, so there's some pensive thinking. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. Here from CNBC, Simon Hobbs talks to Ron Paul about the high number of people who aren't happy with any of our elected leaders, no matter whether they're congressmen or senators, yet none of the Republican candidates seem to be able to capitalize on that.
81% of Americans are dissatisfied with the way in which the country is going, and certainly dissatisfied with Congress. Why do you think that Mitt Romney is not able to better capitalize on that? Clearly he is the favorite to win the GOP race, and yet he's rarely in the lead.
Yeah, I think it's because it's more of the status quo. I think all the other Republican candidates just represent the status quo, more of the same. No change in the foreign policy, no change in the Federal Reserve, no cut in spending. There's nobody. I'm the one that's offered $1 trillion in cuts because I believe the government is so big and so out of control that you have to have real cuts. But all this other talk about cuts, whether it's Romney or anybody else, is just cut and proposed increases, and that's why the American people don't believe that they have a solution. solution. We're just keep doing exactly what we've been doing for 40 years, spending excessively, running up debt, printing the money, and manipulating interest rates, and we're up against the wall now. It doesn't work anymore. Lowering interest rates, it's essentially impossible. That's what they're desperately trying to do today. But, you know, when our interest rates to the banks are down to zero, what are they going to do? And it used to be that Congress would just spend more money. How can they spend more money when there's no money in the Treasury? So, no, Romney and the rest aren't offering anything new.
The most successful independent candidate, Ross Perot, ran in this country when 39% of Americans were dissatisfied with the way in which the country was governed. Gallup now reports that's up to 81%. Many people say that the time is absolutely right for a third party or an independent candidate. In the event that you don't win the GOP nomination, are you still leaving that option open, that you would run as an independent?
I don't plan to do anything like that, because the system is so biased against anything against the one-party system. When you put the Republicans and Democrats together, policies never change. The rhetoric is different, but they all endorse the same foreign policy, monetary policy, sure, and deficit spending. So, but you can't get on ballots, you can't get in the debate, so the system is very, very biased. I mean, we have a very undemocratic system that we have to deal with.
Whilst you don't plan to do it, are you ruling it out as an option?
Well, I have no intention. I don't talk in absolutes, but I can't imagine it. It just seems so unreasonable. I don't want to do it. The system won't permit it. And
but it's still
there's no logic to doing it.
But it's still a possibility from what you're saying.
Well, if you think 1 out of 20 million is a possibility, I guess. But no, that's not going to happen.
Ron Paul dissing the idea that he would be a third party candidate. Boy, do we need a third party, though, don't we? Huh? 800-510-8255. And here's Marcia in Maryland explaining exactly why we need a third party.
I changed to an independent because I don't like the gang fight in Washington. Okay, the Democrats fight and, you know, Republicans, and they fighting against each other. And American people are sitting back like, wow, you know what I mean? And they, you know, the gang fighting with one another. We need to take a strong look at the government now about dictatorship. It's happening now. It's in some sort of sense. The American people don't have the right to speak on what's going on in Washington. You know, you can't go to the Congress meetings. You know, you can't speak there. I mean, I believe that's unconstitutional. Right now, a lot of people are not working. I'm working at a temp agency, you know, and I'm college educated. I work hard. I'm currently a Section 8 resident. I have the American dream in my soul, but there's no job option for me. And the inside fighting is really hurting the American people. I see a lot of people out here who works hard, working at McDonald's, 2 or 3 jobs, you know, trying to make ends meet. And when we turn on the TV, we see them fighting against one another. But they going home into their, you know, pools, you know, homes, rich homes. They not affected by the economy. We are, the American people. So I would just like to say to the American people, write in your vote. Vote for yourself. I mean, we might have to do some drastic changes to let them know we're not going to tolerate their fighting no more. They need to come together in Congress, and we're going to make a stand as American people. Just like those young kids up there, mostly young kids up there in Wall Street fighting against, you know, fighting at Wall Street. They making a change in history, and I admire that. I believe in protest. But we as an American people, we need to get together, write in our votes, and vote for a tree or whatever, because they're fighting against one another. If Republicans get in office, we're still going to suffer.
Vote for a tree. That's the first time I've ever heard that. That's an actually pretty interesting idea, Marcia. How about Marcia the tree? Vote for Marcia. Vote for Sam the tree. She's speaking what, you know, 80% of the country is feeling, and the people in Washington don't get it. It's very interesting to follow the political news media and see how out of touch they are with what your desires are. Pretty interesting stuff. Super Committee is an example of what Marcia was just talking about. What a disgrace. That's up next in our focus here on the Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Scrooge.
Humbug! Ah, humbug! Humbug, I tell you, humbug!
There have been dozens of Scrooges, but my favorite Christmas carol is a modest animated TV version from 1962.
Yuppie dee, and they sing of Christmas. Ah, bah, humbug!
That's Jim Backus in Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Simple, colorful, and tuneful, it's the Scrooge of choice in my house, and that's not just humbug.
Humbug!
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Things go very, very badly for Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover Part 2. Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help, and Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman battle it out in Conan the Barbarian. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
It's Macy's one-day sale Wednesday, preview day Tuesday, with hundreds of gifts on sale store-wide. Like sweaters for her, now $24.99. Cozy sleepwear for her, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Van Heusen and Timberland knits and wovens, now 60% off. And take 60% off all throws and Martha Stewart flannel sheet sets. Macy's one-day sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, the super committee's fate, what it's working on, et cetera, or what it worked on. Maybe that's better. David Gregory here talking to Senator Chuck Schumer about what Schumer believes is going to happen now that the super committee has failed.
Let's talk about the fallout and what comes next from the super committee failing to get a deal. One big question before the end of the year is the payroll tax holiday. The president would like to see it extended. What's going to happen in the Senate?
Well, the first thing we're going to do when we get back this week is put the payroll tax holiday on the floor of the Senate. It would give middle-class families about $1,000 extra in their pockets. The average family would get that. It would boost the economy. And we pay for it with a small surtax on incomes over $1 million. It's essential that we do this. We're going to keep at it and at it and at it because it's so important for the economy.
Why do you think the Republicans will go along with that in the Senate? Do you have the votes?
It's hard to believe the Republicans would oppose this for two reasons. First of all, they spent so much time fighting to preserve the Bush tax cuts for the millionaires. It's hard to believe they wouldn't want to preserve a tax cut for the middle class. That's number one. And number two, most of them have supported things like this in the past. They say the way to get the economy going is cut taxes. They don't like increased spending on infrastructure or things like that. And in fact, certain people have made favorable noises about this. Marco Rubio, Mike Simpson, and even Newt Gingrich, who you just mentioned. On the other side, of course, is the man who has a great deal of clout, Grover Norquist. He believes that raising this tax or letting this tax expire does not violate the pledge that people signed, even though raising the Bush tax cuts, letting those expire, would. It's hard to understand the logic of saying one is a tax increase and one isn't.
Do you predict passage?
Well, I would hope we would pass it. I think it's very hard for Republicans to vote against this, given their past history of defending the tax cuts for the wealthiest among us. If it doesn't pass once, we're going to put it on the floor again and again. And we would be open to other ideas of paying for it if this one fails.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
From the law offices of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, shingle is up. Time is ticking. It's a good thing I don't have to pay for you by the minute here, pal. I'm just thinking about that. As lawyers charge, they do by the minute. Sometimes, although, let's clarify this before we get into some of the issues in the talkers' charts for this week. Lawyers charge by the tenth of an hour, right? Or by a sixth of the hour. How normally a good lawyer would charge you in what way for the advice or the time that you spend with him or her?
Yeah, are you talking about the actual dollar amount per hour?
Well, yeah, that too, but in terms of how they divvy things up. I've gotten bills from lawyers, oh, I talked to you for 4 minutes and it's worth this much. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen tenth of an hour.
You have.
At some point, it becomes a little bit ridiculous, particularly for a short thing where, hi, how you doing, Doug, whatever, and then you get into it. But I think most good lawyers won't do that.
Good lawyers. Okay, there it is, folks. Draw a line in the sand. And what do you think the rates are, though, now for general practitioners? What's a practical number around the country?
You know, it does range quite a bit around the country, but $200 to $300 an hour is certainly something that's pretty common, and this is not even the big firms.
Right. $400 to $500 an hour
for
some of the big timers. Oh, isn't that? It's worth every penny of it, though.
Time is cheap till you talk to a lawyer.
Yeah. All right, we'll write that down. Meanwhile, the charts for this week net us some interesting things. There's a pending government shutdown once again. I don't know. Is this even worth talking about, the legal ramifications. The government pretty much makes its own rules. I guess from the government's point of view, I'd like to know more about how the congressional insider trading got legalized. Hey, people listening to this program, they know that was one of the big things in the sauce department this week and last week. So how they've exempted themselves, right?
Oh, you know, it really is absurd. You talked about a couple of things here, and one of which is we had such problems with the government about the shutdown. It also affected our government's credit rating because the Democrats and Republicans couldn't do what they were elected to do. And what they did was a temporary fix. And so many of the laws right now that do manage to get passed are just temporary fix. After 10 years of screwing around, Congress did something with the estate tax for 2 years. We're going to have the same thing come up next year. And then you get issues of insider trading, and suddenly it doesn't apply to congressmen. You know, I never was, at one point, I guess I wasn't for term limits. I'd like the term limits to be about 20 minutes and get them in and out.
Yeah. Well, you're with 90-some-odd percent of the rest of the country, and yet these guys continue to bumble and fumble and do the same things that they are, that are caused for this, that they are doing every day, and they don't get the message.
Yeah, I think it's historically at a low. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had people like Will Rogers talking about the opposite of progress is Congress.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, talking about ineffectual, but I truly think on a historical level, this Congress, for whatever reasons, if it's just partisan bickering or it has to do with them just not willing or just too selfish, whatever it is, I think that the country is in a real danger because of these people not doing their jobs.
You'd think, you listen to Barney Frank try to justify his retirement. The reason he's retiring is because he wouldn't stand a chance.
His district is getting redone.
Winning in an election. So the hubris and arrogance that comes from listening to these guys, especially somebody like Frank, is beyond the pale.
What's crying about Barney Frank leaving is he has been a champion of legalized online poker.
Oh.
And so that lobby is very upset to see Barney go.
American Airlines files for bankruptcy. People wondering about whether they are going to lose their tickets. And in fact, this has been done so much. I don't know. It's more newsworthy, it seems, because American was the last of the big legacy carriers and tried to stall it off. But they can't seem to come to terms with their unions. And so there are all kinds of legal maneuverings behind the scene by the unions. They don't have to worry. They're not going to lose them, right?
No, far from it. As a matter of fact, you are going to see American put up some really good deals for people just to show that you shouldn't avoid the airline. And you shouldn't. What they're doing by going into this Chapter 11 is doing just what you said. They will be able to negate contracts they have with unions and others and be able to renegotiate these into possible profitability. So the airlines are all in tough shape, but as far as we consumers go with American, far from worrying about it, it's an opportunity.
Yep. Check out stevelaw.net for all the books that Steve and J.J. Wesman have written to help you out, the consumer. Stevelaw.net.
Hi there.